It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Illinois is far from the center of Hurricane Sandy, but the state is still feeling the effects of the storm pummeling the East Coast. The National Weather Service has issued a lakeshore flood watch for areas bordering Lake Michigan. Winds of up to 60 miles per hour could churn up 20-foot waves tomorrow. Hurricane Sandy is causing trouble for travelers at Chicago's airports. The Chicago Department of Aviation reports that airlines have canceled more than 400 flights at O'Hare International Airport and more than 90 at Midway International Airport. That's among thousands of flights that have been grounded in the United States. Major carriers such as American Airlines, United, and Delta canceled all flights into and out of three area airports in New York. But at Bloomington's Central Illinois Regional Airports, all flights are still on schedule. Airport spokeswoman Fran Striebing says all direct flights from the Bloomington Airport don't go to the East Coast, but do connect to other flights that may be canceled.
Sundays and Mondays are busy days for those particular travelers, and we don't know what the numbers really are yet. I've just been talking with our airline folks downstairs. They have told us the loads are definitely lighter today.
Striebing says commuters should check with their airlines before heading to the airport. Savoy's Willard Airport says it hasn't canceled any of its flights which don't directly connect with airports on the East Coast. Meanwhile, the storm's impact on the supply of seafood remains to be seen. Nigel Morgan is the head chef at Cofusion, a sushi restaurant in Champaign. He says he's not expecting a dramatic drop in seafood since he gets the bulk of his supply from the Pacific Northwest, but he says prices could go up as a result of the storm.
For my Saturday delivery, everything was as normal in terms of pricing, but, you know, we'll see today when I place an order for tomorrow. So we'll see what happens with companies out of Hawaii versus companies that deal more locally through sourcing from markets out on the Pacific. I mean, I don't know just yet.
Stay tuned to WILL for the latest developments, of course, on Hurricane Sandy. The superstorm could have a big impact on gasoline production on the eastern seaboard, but an analyst with the gas price tracking website GasBuddy.com says he doesn't think the Midwest will be affected. Analyst Patrick DeHaan says some East Coast oil refineries have already shut down in anticipation of the storm, but he expects the impact on both supply and demand to cancel each other out, meaning there probably won't be much extra demand put on refineries in the Midwest.
While, yes, a few refineries have shut, we are going to be seeing a big drop in demand as New York City essentially shuts down and outlying areas shut down. So there's not going to be near the consumption that they normally see, which could actually allow existing refineries' supply to begin increasing.
Meanwhile, DeHaan says Illinois' statewide average prices for regular gasoline dropped to $3.48 this morning, 3 cents below the same price last year. In Champaign-Urbana, the average is $3.35 a gallon. DeHaan says prices are going through a seasonal transition with people driving less in the fall and gasoline production switching to cheaper winter blends. But he says prices can be expected to bump up a bit after hitting their low point for the autumn. An independent arbitrator has ruled that Illinois Governor Pat Quinn has taken the necessary steps and may proceed with closing seven correctional facilities, including the high-security prison at TAMS. The union representing correctional workers released arbitrator Stephen Bierg's decision Monday. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees plan to ask a judge in Alexander County to keep in place an order prohibiting the closures. Bierg ruled in August that the Quinn administration did not properly negotiate with AFSCME on the impact of the closures. The two sides have been unable to reach agreement, and Bierg's latest ruling declares that the government has met its burden. He also decided closures would not present a clear and present danger, but AFSCME believes he used the wrong standard. The elimination of the Illinois CARES RX program means a number of seniors are seeking alternative sources for discount prescription drugs. Counselors with Provena Covenant Medical Center are holding one of many enrollment counseling sessions around the state, helping recipients find an affordable prescription plan within Medicare Part D. Nick Queeley Gaynor is an organizer with Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. He says today's is the third such event that that organization has held. He says many seniors are lost, particularly those who don't qualify for federal support programs through Social Security or Medicaid.
Some are cutting their drugs that they're using, or they're skipping dosages, or they're just telling their doctor, don't give me that prescription because I can't use it. You know, I can't pay for it. I don't have the help that I had, you know, just a couple months ago.
The consumer group is urging passage of a new prescription relief bill filed by Democratic legislators Mike Frerichs and Naomi Jacobson. Queeley Gaynor says he's disappointed it won't help those under age 65, but says it will replace many of the benefits of Illinois CARES RX at half the cost. It's among $1.6 billion in cuts to Medicaid and related programs the state eliminated on July 1st. Enrollment in Medicare Part D ends December 7th. The campaign to lead Indiana's education department is being watched as a referendum on school policies pushed by conservatives across the country. Republican Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Bennett is seeking a second term. He's opposed by Democrat Glenda Ritz, who is a suburban Indianapolis teachers union leader. Bennett has earned a national reputation for implementing widespread changes like private school vouchers and merit pay for teachers, but he's under siege by teachers who feel they are being unfairly blamed for declining school performance. Ritz argues Bennett's agenda is a thinly veiled attempt to privatize public education. Bennett's campaign has a heavy advantage in funding. National education experts say the election results will show whether the public supports Bennett's policies, which are being copied around the country. And the city of Chicago has reached a grim milestone. On Sunday, the city recorded its 435th homicide of the year. That's the same number of homicides in Chicago in all of last year. Chicago's homicide rate has made national headlines for much of the year, starting in the spring, when police reported the number of homicides was about 60% higher than for the same period last year. Since then, the rate has slowed down considerably as police have focused much of their attention on street gangs that have been linked to the majority of shooting deaths. In sports, the Chicago Bears come from behind win over Carolina yesterday, leave Chicago with a 6-1 record. Next up, the Bears get ready to head to Tennessee on Sunday. The St. Louis Rams, meanwhile, traveled a long way for their latest loss. The Rams' 45-7 loss to New England at Wembley Stadium in London dropped St. Louis to 3-5 heading into a bye week. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.